Hi, this is Carolyn Soldo of CarolynSoldo.com, and you're listening to EA Interviews.
EA Interviews, episode 280.
Inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the imperfect action round. 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
Expert Authority World, I am super excited to have today's VIP guest on. I have tons and tons of impressive people, but how would you like to grow your business twice as fast in half the time, past seven figures, not once, but twice? You know, that seems pretty awesome to me, and especially for being an Inc. 5000 and 40 under 40. Carolyn Soldo is going to be talking about all of this and more, and I can't wait to bring her up right after we thank our sponsor. Every business needs a book, including yours. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Carolyn Soldo. Carolyn, how are you feeling today?
I'm good, Mario. Thanks for having me.
I am excited to jump right in because you are so impressive with everything you've done, but not just what you've done, but who you've helped, and that the fact that you want to help them. Because I think it's safe to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but by all accounts, you pretty much don't need to work if you don't want to, correct?
No, not necessarily, but I could never see myself not working. I want to work until I'm, 100 years old, if possible.
You have a good heart and everything. And when I was reading through what you've done, you really want to give back and help people. And that's what you're doing now, isn't it?
Yeah, everything that I've done has come from a deep passion. And I think that's why it's been successful. So, I never started my businesses thinking, what can I sell? Or how can I make any money? It's always been from a place of, I know something and I can help some people. Let me go figure out how to do that. And it's been really, really impactful because of that.
When did this passion get started?
So it got started in my corporate career when I experienced really quite the opposite of, working on a lot of projects that seemed to be rather meaningless and impactless. And, I wanted to work on things that were interesting, but also really make a difference for the company and the community and, of course, myself as well. And, I had experience helping my husband grow his company. So we built a manufacturing business before I ever launched my own company. So I knew I could do it for myself. I just needed that spark and that inspiration. And when I found that, it was, undeniable. I knew right away I had to, go in business for myself.
What was the spark? Was it something that happened in corporate or happened in personal?
Yeah, I would say that. So I launched my career in banking, in financial services. And the last big project I worked on was an app. So I was managing online banking for a local bank here. And this project had spanned over a year and a half with, lots of money and time and contractors, and we were supposed to launch it. And then the time came to launch it, and we were told, we're actually cutting the project. So the whole entire project was cut. And I was looking at the past year and a half of me really dedicating myself to this work, and now it's like, poof, all of a sudden it was just gone. So that made me mad. That made me mad and also ask myself, why am I doing this? Why am I working so hard? Nobody seems to be really caring. If they can cut this from one day to the next, I'm really not in control. So that was more, over time that contributed to really sort of this corporate burnout, but that was the last kick that I got that gave me that motivation to jump from corporate into business.
And when did you start your own business?
So I started coaching and I actually launched into health, which came from personal health journey that I had gone through, but that was in 2012. And then in 2014, I went back to business, which has always been sort of, what I love doing. I have an MBA in marketing. And so I went from big right turn, right from health into business coaching and consulting. And then in 2014, things really started to scale up and, I doubled down and things grew really rapidly for me.
So tell me a little bit about what it's done for you personally, and then we'll get into the business specifics. So what were some of your dreams and goals like beforehand that now you're able to do?
Well, I'm changing people's lives in so many ways. The one story I always like to tell is one of my clients, Jen Applegate, and if she ever hears this interview, she'll be laughing. But Jenny came to me when she was literally homeless, and she didn't have an apartment. She was sleeping on her friend's couch, and she was teaching yoga. And she said, "Carolyn, I want to build a business. I'm dreaming of having my own yoga studio and making it beautiful and helping people in all these different ways." So I got her into her own yoga studio. We borrowed the money from a friend. We worked together. And, you know, stories like that it's not just about their business. It's about these people's entire life and then her family and her children, all of that. So that gets me out of bed every day. And that got me through, you know, the hard times and the challenges and the struggles that come along with building a business. But it's really kept me going. So seeing people feel fulfilled, happy, do what they want to do, that's really what I get from, you know, working in my business.
And that's what I was picking up on and why I was so excited to have you, because there's a lot of people who, you know, you can say they're quote unquote, whatever, through the quotation thing. They're successful, but they don't need to do anything anymore. And I truly believe if you didn't want to, I know you're smart enough and you've done enough, you probably don't need to work the rest of your life, even though you want to, but that's showing your heart and your passion. And that's what was really most appealing, because you want to give back. And not everyone has that component of it. So tell me more about how to double your business in half the time. And you've done it multiple times past seven figures. What are some of the things that Expert Authority World should be considering? What's the number one thing? Let's start with that. Then we'll go to the other four and beyond.
Yeah, I think the number one, so we have a six-step scaling process that we sort of apply to our clients' businesses. But the number one thing that has given me the ability to scale and crush through the limits has been automation. So I like to look around my business and automate any process possible and you know, take the human factor out of as many things as possible, because systems can work night and day and they don't ever get tired. They also hardly make any mistakes, which is really nice. So automating my marketing, automating client onboarding, calendaring, you know, emails, follow-ups as much as possible. So that's been number one, closely followed by then people, because without people, we can't grow a business. So people, you know, hiring them, putting them in the right places, and, you know, really trying to duplicate myself in many ways has also been really important.
Now, what if you can't get something automated? What's your backup plan for it? Is that where you assign it to a team member?
Yeah. So, you know, let's say you came to me, Mario, and you said, "I'm overwhelmed. I'm doing all these things and I want to grow. So how can I grow if I'm already working, you know, to the max?" I would say, well, let's do a time study and let's see what you're actually spending your time on. And then we'll see if we can delegate it. Like, do we have to continue to do this process, this task? If so, can someone else do it? What happens if you stop it? A lot of times, it sounds silly, but it happens a lot. People do things that really don't need to be done. And nothing would happen to your business at all if you just stopped it. Nothing. You think you need to do it. Maybe someone told you. But if you just stopped it, nothing would happen. And one of those examples to me actually is social media, posting on social media. When I stopped posting or having this urge or this idea that I had to have a social media plan and I cut it off, nothing happened. Or then is there a way to, you know, use a system or put a process in place where tools and software can at least take part of, you know, the time off your plate, maybe even off your team's plate too, because they only have so many hours in the day too. So yeah, either we delegate it, we automate it, or we cut it. And that's usually how I start looking at your time and giving you some of your time back too, so that you can either work less and or, you know, work less and grow more.
I love how you're thinking about that, because I've been telling people very similar for years. One of my favorite tools as rescue time. And I've told my author clients, it's the first thing day one, week one, install it and forget about it. A week later, we come back because sometimes they go, well, I'm not sure how I have time to write the book, promote the book, this, that, the other thing. And I'm like, hey, just install this. Don't worry about it. And then it's like, let's take a look at it. They're like, oh my gosh, I waste so much time. And these are the most productive, effective, these aren't beginners. And it's impressive to go just have that realization. And like social media, we're in agreement on that too. It's like, if you can't have a tool do it, you shouldn't be doing it 10, 12 hours a day or your team. You know, I joke about it even at my own talks, and it's like, well, I have a team of people that do that. I don't do it anymore. It's like, cool. So you're wasting their life instead of your own.
Right. And it costs money too, right? I think a lot of times we don't know what actually makes our business work. We kind of have this business and we do all these things and somehow it grows and it's just a lot of busyness everywhere, but we don't really understand the critical components, the money-making pieces. So we just keep doing it all because we think if we stop doing it, something's going to break, we're going to lose it, you know, things will go away. So if we just look at what's the backbone, what's the skeleton of this business and what can be eliminated, the business may not grow in revenue, but hey, maybe you get 10% of your profitability back and it's more money in your pocket and, you know, more money you can do more great things with. So.
Now, I want to dive deeper into the marketing side of it, because you said automate the marketing. If you're not doing social, because I know a lot of people think that's the only way to market, and it's not. What do you suggest are some of the best ways to market and grow the business on top of getting your time back and everything we're talking about?
Yeah, so I think in terms of a client journey, and I like to automate that. So social media is a great way to target, but if we're not using paid ads on those social platforms, we have a really hard time getting in front of new people consistently. And, you know, I like to entertain people who are already following me, but I like a lot more and getting in front of new people and expanding that reach. And, you know, social media is smart. They want us to pay for that. So the only realistic way to do that without spending hours and hours and hours is to pay for Facebook ads and Instagram, same thing, you know, Google advertising. There's LinkedIn, which we use to some degree, but the advertising is there. So, and a very simple customer journey for us would be running, you know, advertising paid ads on a social platform into generally an education-based piece. So that might be a workshop, it might be a video, some sort of training. And that's how I've really grown my businesses, really by leading with what's my message, what can I help you with, how can I train you? And then putting them into either a follow-up sequence. Again, we use emails, we use text, we use lots of video follow-ups. And then bringing them onto potentially a call. Like, so if your sales process is based on sales conversations and consults and that sort of thing, then that's the logical next step. And then from there, they either become a client or they go back into, you know, a sequence that continues to nurture them, groom them, because people might be ready. You know, the next season, there's seasons to help people buy. But that, so the education-based model and then automating that through video has been the number one way which I've grown my companies and our clients too. And I see it work in any type of service-based business. So obviously the coaches and consultants, but we also have lawyers, attorneys, we have financial planners, we have wellness experts, we have authors. So it works just so well in a variety of ways, and all the tools out there can just make it happen for you. So my talks are running and running and running and running while I'm talking to you. Someone might be watching my talks right now. And if they like it, next thing you know, they book a call with my sales team and then they go from there.
I love it. I absolutely love it and agree. And I think more people need to hear this, because I love waking up and seeing that, you know, business was done, more money was made. I'm like, I didn't do jack yet. You know, even some of the guest interviews I did, to your point of you're speaking right now, there's guest interviews I did years ago that people are still commenting and sending messages, and exactly what you're saying, going into the funnel. You know, that's why I love publishing people's business books, because it's an asset, and you can also have checklist in the when you're saying you video is a big thing to follow up with, it's just like, I love video. It's what I wrote my first book on, and it's my background. So what would you say to someone who's afraid to do the paid ad? Because what I'm hearing here is do the paid ads, put them into a nurture sequence on the customer journey, and then if it makes sense, bring them onto a sales team call. And it's pretty simplistic. Not a lot of people do it. Even less people have it refined to the point you do. But what if someone's on the fence of going, well, I don't know if it's going to work. How much is it going to cost? How much do I have to lose before I make a profit? You know, how often do I have to tweak it? There's a million and one things that can be going through your head. What would you say to them?
Yeah. Well, you need to, you know, logically look at what you can do right now. So you can either, you know, try to somehow manually do this yourself by what, posting all day long, by going into groups, by, nowadays we can't even really be in person with people anymore. So there's that, right? And what's your capacity? And you'll quickly see that you are very limited and you're just leaving a lot of money on the table. Now, one thing you shouldn't be doing is jumping into this blindly, but you don't have to. So I love numbers. More than many other people, I love metrics and I love stats. So everything I do is measured and optimized. So let's say you put this customer journey together and you set goals for yourself every step of the way, including your ads, including how your videos are performing, how many people are booking, what your close rate might be. And you put a benchmark in place and then you launch it. And the nice thing is that you actually don't have to spend a lot to see how your metrics are doing. And if they're not doing well, you pull the plug. And yes, you may have spent a couple hundred dollars, but if your goal is to be generating $1 million a year, that's what it's going to take to get the machine going, right? And so every step of the way, you track your numbers, you see if things are performing the way you want to. And if not, you can also focus in on this piece. So if I know that maybe my email open rates are declining or they're not being opened, well, instead of wondering why the marketing isn't working, I know, let's test some subject lines. Or if the ads are getting too expensive, but the webinar is working great, I spend some time, you know, testing creative, testing copy, looking at new audiences. So to me, growing a business is always just looking at optimizing more and refining, to your point, refining, refining, refining. With the metrics, you're never blind. You always know what to do.
That's great. That's a great expert authority insight, because it's not guesswork. I know when we're testing book covers, hey, which one do you think is going to work? And it's usually you and I love A, and we're like, oh, everyone's going to love it. It's always B. And when you think it's B, it's always A. So the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't that nice? You don't have to know it all.
So for anyone doing under seven figures right now, they could be in the beginning sixes, middle sixes, high sixes. How long would you say it takes to go from where they're at past that seven-figure mark?
I would say a year. And that, to me, often is still ambitious. And, you know, I see a lot of people saying, oh, my God, a year, that's too long. Or they think it's going to be, you know, much more doable. But there is a lot that goes into it. The funny thing is, Mario, I feel like a lot of times it's just the mindset. It's our mind that allows us to go there or not, because making it happen and putting the pieces in place is really not that difficult. It's, you know, taking that jump and actually putting the marketing out there and putting yourself out there more, and then delegating, letting go of that control, and maybe learning new tech, maybe charging a little bit more. You know, so there's a lot, and then the messaging. So a lot of it has to do with the business owner's resiliency, whether they have a passion, a real passion that keeps firing them up and driving them or not. And then just having the business know-how behind it to put it in place. But to answer your question, a year, I think, is what I would tell you it takes to get to, you know, from six to, or multiple six figures to maybe seven figures.
So you're saying it's possible in a year, but I'm kind of hearing, again, correct me if I'm wrong, 18 to 24 months, depending on the person?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Now, I want to jump back to the steps, because I know you said you have six of them, and I think we covered one and two. What would the others be?
Yeah, so we covered the lead generation, automating that. Once you have leads coming in, and not just email, you know, subscribers, but actual interested prospects who want to talk to you, that is a lot. But we start with number one, which is really figuring out who your best buyers and programs are. And that, you know, is the ideal client, and you've heard it before, but still so many people aren't really clear as to who they actually want to or need to be working with. So I look at your customer base and I look at the services you offer and I rank them based on how profitable they are, how easy it is for you to deliver them. So, you know, time that you put into it, all the tools, the staff and everything that goes into it. How easy it is for you to sell those services, and then how much fun they are. So the enjoyment that you get as a business owner, really important.
You can be selling something pretty easy, but you might not enjoy it. Or you can sell it and enjoy it, but it might be a pita to deliver or fulfill to someone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's a very easy sort of ranking system that oftentimes, you know, provides a lot of aha's to people in a whole new perspective, where they might say, I got to stop offering this service, or I, you know, have to go more after these types of people because they buy much more easily, or, you know, just helps us sort of figure out how we can clean up sometimes the mess that we may have in our business. And then the next one is what we call bait. It's messaging. And that really comes before the marketing automation, because when the message doesn't work, no system or tool can fix that. So we need to really get clear on what it is that we need to say to deeply connect with the audience, and often refine it, because buyer behavior changes, the world changes, as we know now, a lot, right? And what do we need to say in a given moment to, yeah, really make it work?
So that's the first four. What would the fifth one be?
So there are really two more. We talk about the team, right? And what that means. I also like to grow a business by extending customer value. And so depending on the exact model that you're in, you may or may not have customers around forever. A lot of service-based businesses need to refill their pipeline often. So it's more about getting new clients in the door than it is to nourish and continue on with the ones we have. But we still need to look at that. So I have been able to grow and create cash out of the blue sky, literally, by just looking at how can I make more money by serving existing clients more? What other elevated needs do they have? What lower, you know, downsell needs do they have? Can I create any strategic partnerships with anyone where I can maybe refer them over? You know, and again, serve them more and more and more, therefore generating more income for my business and growing. So extending customer value in smart ways is key. And then optimizing your sales process and your pricing. One thing I always like to challenge clients with, especially new ones, is what would happen if we just charged $200 more per client or $300? Would anything change? Would they buy less? Probably not, right?
So what's the initial price point
for my programs?
Well, I mean, as when you're saying, what would it happen if we charge $200 or $300 more? Is this like $1,000, $5,000, $10,000?
This will probably be, I would say, maybe a $2,000 offer.
Okay, so you're talking about 10%, roughly 10, 12, 15%.
Got it. So my bet would be that if you just increase your prices by 10%, nothing would shift except your bank account would increase. and not to say that we want to just, you know, take money from people. It's sort of like, you know, making these incremental small movements and you know, sort of pushing the boundaries a little bit to create more, you know, revenue so that we can then, you know, reinvest them in ads, reinvest them in hiring someone else, doing the things you want to do. But then also the sales process. we have been able to shrink our sales process pretty tremendously. And I like helping clients do that too, where if your time frame from when you first, you know, make someone aware of you to when they buy, that's weeks and weeks. It's not necessary. So we look at how can we shrink it? How can we simplify it? What can we take out? Again, automate it so that the sales process happens a lot faster and a lot more efficiently.
Well, those are some great steps. And I want to ask you a deeper question on one of them. When you're saying maximize the customer lifetime value, what are some good ways to do that? If you're talking about a service-based industry and they have that $2,000, $2,500, you'll take them to that $2,500 price point. And what are some ways that they're not thinking about right now that you can easily just integrate more follow-up to increase the profit?
So I personally like upselling a lot more than downselling, because to me, I always look for new needs my clients have and how I can fulfill those than giving them other, like, you know, miscellaneous things that they might need as well. So if you are in consulting, mastermind type groups are wonderful, especially now people are looking for communities. They're looking for, you know, disruptive, creative new ideas to keep running their business. They don't want to be alone. So I have been able to grow my company by offering higher level masterminds, events, and you know, things of that nature to serve clients more and fulfill additional, more advanced needs they may have, you know, developed over time. That's one way. And if they don't have advanced needs, simple extension programs are great, right? So some of my clients have been with me for years and years, and they're really just in an extension program where I'm a business advisor. They may or may not need me every single month, but I'm there and I'm sort of like a safety net for them. And I also keep them posted on what's new in the industry, trends and things that we're seeing. So ask yourself, how can you offer extension type services, or how can you offer your clients the next level that, you know, they're slowly getting to that you're not offering yet?
Now, are you working that as a private mastermind, like a private high-level mastermind, or are you positioning it more as a continuity subscription you have access maybe once or twice a month to you?
Both.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, at one level, we have the subscription extension-based model, but we also have a higher-level mastermind. That's screened. It's sort of by invitation only.
Yeah.
And at a higher price point. And because I think people are looking for both, and they're different types of people with different needs. So having both of those available, I think, is the best.
I agree. I've done both myself, and it's great to have that more intimate one-on-one access. But at the same time, you and I can't provide that every week, all year long, all the time for everyone. That's where some of the other stuff comes into play. It's like, hey, we can be there and help, but maybe we do the other stuff 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Well, wow, you're just spitting all kinds of fire here, and I appreciate it. So I want to ask you, with all the people you've helped, and you mentioned Jennifer earlier, who is she your biggest transformation and success story? I feel like you've probably got hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many of them. We have clients that, you know, have built their business through going, you know, through cancer and lots of really, you know, big personal transformations. For me, it's really not the money. I've helped people earn 7 figures, earn more than they ever thought possible. And for some people, that's really what they want. And, you know, maybe it's a bucket list thing. Hey, I made 7 figures. And some people, you know, really want to go even more. To me, it's more about making someone's dream come true and helping them overcome the limitations they might see for themselves. And whether it's getting them off the couch to, you know, their own yoga studio, or, you know, having purpose while you're fighting cancer, or making a whole lot of money so that you can bring your family on an amazing, you know, trip around the globe or the world. It doesn't matter. It's, you know, do I care about webinar marketing? Yes. Or in sales? Yes. But it's about, you know, the difference I can make. So I'm really glad that you're picking up on this, Mario. It's great.
Yeah, the end result is what I'm hearing. I mean, the marketing, the webinars, all this stuff. I'm kind of 50-50 on it too. It's like I enjoy it, I love it. I've taught people some of it, but at the same time, it's not the end all be all. When you can surprise your parents with a limo and they say, "Hey, can you take us to the airport?" and you go, "Yeah, I can pick you up." The year I did it, actually, the first year I did it. I never said I'll drive you. I never said I'll drive you because I don't like lying. But I said, yeah, no problem. I'll make sure I pick you up. And it was very fun. And they're like, "What, you know, what is this?" And I love hearing the success, not just the success stories. I mean, I love hearing that, but the transformation you're talking about. It's like, oh, someone went from 1.8 million a year to 2.4. That's all well and good. But when you're saying this, Jennifer was on a couch, homeless, basically, and now she has her own yoga studio, that's a dream come true.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's about the happiness. I really feel that your business and what you do has to make you happy for it to be successful. Because that's ultimately what we all want. We want that fulfillment. We want to feel, you know, content and like we're doing good in the world, like we're worthy. It's part of it is chasing worthiness, right? To some degree, but knowing that we're leaving a legacy, we mean something, and what we do makes us happy. I think that's, you know, when we all come to the end of our days and we think back and we say, you know what, we did some pretty cool things and we're feeling great doing it. Whether we made X dollars or Y dollars, that doesn't matter as much anymore. It's about the moments, the experiences, the stories, all of that.
So where do you see your business go in the next 5 or 10 years? Because I know you're young. You want to work the rest of your life because you have a passion for it and you love it. Where do you see your business go in the next 5, 10, 20 years? What would be your end goal with everything?
Yeah. I like to be surprised in life. So I don't like to plan out too much. I can usually see 5 to 10 years. I like to look that far because I also know things, you know, I change, we change as we age and all of that. But right now I have a very unique mix of things I'm involved with. And obviously that's my core business in business consulting, but I'm also launching a software with my husband's business in the manufacturing space. And I have a personal little passion project. It's called the Beyond Fulfilled Community. That is a community, it's a membership, it's a transformation system that I've sort of been building behind the scenes based on the book I'm writing, and that has nothing to do with business. So I'm in the process of launching that too. So I have two new startups, babies that are not really making any money yet. And, you know, one has huge financial potential, the other one is more from the heart. And then I have the core consulting, and those two things really, one is mainstream. Beyond Fulfilled could be, you could hear ads on XM radio all around the world. It's a mainstream type of product. And who knows where that's going to go. I see big impact. I don't see dollar signs. I see a lot of people really benefiting from this greatly. And then the software is more of a financial, you know, and lifestyle piece for us because my husband's business requires him to be on a lot. So he doesn't have the scalability that I have as a consultant because he's machining parts and, you know, requires a lot of him and his time. So the software idea came out of a brainstorming exercise where we tried to, you know, we said, what do we do to get you out of the shop, out of the machining floor so that you can actually step away? And, you know, we looked at what do your customers want more of? So we came up with a software idea for other machining companies, and we've been developing this for almost a year and a half, and this year it's going to launch finally.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes.
That's very exciting. Well, congratulations. I have one more question for you before we thank our sponsor and come back for the imperfect action round. And it's the wheel of whatever. What do you want, yellow or black?
Yellow.
Okay. Let's see if it actually stops there. What do you think? 50-50 shot, or are you pretty confident?
Confident.
Okay. Oh, there it is, yellow.
All right.
So my question for you is, what is something on your bucket list that you haven't done yet? that you really, really want to, that you find exciting?
I want to see as much as I can of the world. So the one thing, if you ask me what's my favorite thing to do, it would be travel. And we've traveled quite extensively, and I've seen some amazing places around the world. But traveling has always made me feel free, opened my mind. I love showing my boys the world. So the events and the retreats and all that, we always take our boys. So I want to eventually, maybe one day I get to this point where I'm not working at all, or I have everything sort of, you know, taken care of, and we get to just travel. So I want to see as much as possible of this planet that we live on.
Is there a certain state, country, continent, somewhere you haven't been yet that you'd love to go?
Asia, all of Asia, Africa as well. I've done Europe. I've been all over Europe, of course. And
aren't you from Europe?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm German.
What about Antarctica?
You know, I could see that be very, very interesting too. Yeah. So that's probably not in my top 10, but I will go.
You'll throw it on there just to say you went there.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to add in one more, because I wanted to ask you this earlier when you were talking about, the processes and all that. Do you have SOPs, like booklets made, that you could literally give to anyone?
100%. I got burned by a phase in my business where I had a lot of turnover, people leaving my business and my team, essentially. And, you know, the toughest part in terms of hiring is, how do you train those people to take over what they need to do quickly? So every little thing we do in my company is proceduralized. It's all sitting organized, file folders, in a Google Drive. Everything has a procedure. So I could hire someone tomorrow and say, go study, go through it. You know, here are the steps. And it's been a lifesaver, because if someone leaves, you don't want them to take your half of your business, you know, with them. And the training is so much easier. So yes, everything is written down.
I appreciate you for answering that. I had a suspicion, and there's something I've picked up on from doing hundreds of these, and I noticed a pattern myself, let's say, and you just confirmed it. So thank you for that. We are going to thank our sponsor and come back for the Imperfect Action Round. You've heard me say every business needs a book, including yours, and it's true. And that's why you should visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. Take it from a few of my authors, like Lori.
And I went from having an idea and a possibility to actually getting my book published.
Or Catherine.
Thank you for making my mom number one best-selling author.
Or Mary Alice.
What he got done for me in 3 days regarding my book launch, unmanageable.
John Cody.
I've worked with Mario over the phone and online, and he's been very helpful in getting me where I needed to go with promoting my books.
Rocio.
There's no way in the world I would have been able to do this with somebody else. I've attempted it in the past. It didn't serve me. As a matter of fact, I ended up more frustrated than anything. So this has been a very seamless process.
Adele.
If you're looking for an amazing business coach, I highly recommend Mario Ficini.
Or Bill Benner.
I can't make a higher recommendation than to work with Mario Ficini. He has been great for me, and right now, I won't work with anybody else except for Mario.
Hey, their words, not mine. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now, and I look forward to hearing your transformation as the next video success story. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. And we are back with the Imperfect Action Round. Carolyn, are you ready to take imperfect action?
That sounds scary. I don't know what that means.
You've accomplished all this, and you think this sounds scary? You answered. I was smirking at certain parts in the first half because you were literally using the terminology of what I named some of the things, and you'll see it right now. So 60-second or less answers. I got 3 rapid-fire questions. The first one is, what is the fastest path to the profits?
Cutting expenses?
Excellent. Number 2, what is the biggest problem you see your prospects making and the fastest way for them to fix it?
Overthinking. the fastest way to fix it would be to move things out when they're 80% perfect.
Ooh, I like that. Number three, this is literally nearly verbatim. What is the best way to maximize customer lifetime value?
Offering extension programs.
There you go. That wasn't so scary, was it?
Oh, good questions. Love it.
What books would you recommend to Expert Authority World?
I would say Ask and It Is Given by, you might know her by Abraham or Esther Hicks.
Okay.
Very spiritual book, not a business book. But if you don't know anything about it, so worth reading.
Okay, excellent. Any others?
I'm thinking of one that I read last year. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's one of those books, Mario, that has you sort of analyze and decode your business. But I would have to look in my bookshelf right now to actually find it. So let's just leave it at the first one.
Okay, sounds good. Well, where would you like people to learn more about you?
So our website, of course, carolynsolgo.com. I also would love, and this is not business related, but if you are someone who is extremely successful, but maybe not as happy as you'd like to be, I'd love to invite you to check out my new passion project. And it's available at beyondfulfilled.com. And we're running a challenge that goes live in a couple of weeks from now. And, you know, it's a really, really sort of heart-based, heart-centered community that I'm looking to build. And again, beyondfulfilled.com is the URL. Go check it out.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. And that sounds very interesting. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for your time and expertise. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Expert Authority World, we have another great episode here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless. You're already the expert, but have you transformed your expertise into a tangible asset that will generate and qualify leads while increasing profit for you 24/7? And if so, how well are you promoting it? With the Expert Authority Effect publishing method, it's easier and faster than ever. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I know I sure did. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to subscribe to the show. And also be sure to check out eainterviews.com for complete show notes, the full interview video experience, links to the resources we mentioned, and more. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow.